The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we're on the third line, continuing the dinim of the Mishnah, Legabi Smicha. And what the Mishnah said was is that the Yoresh is the one who is Someich, the Yoresh is the one who pays for Nesachim, and the Yoresh is the one who would be Meimir. So today we're going to see that that is not necessarily the opinion of all, and we're going to look into the Mekorot of that halakha. Tony Rav Hananya Kameda Rava. So Rav Hananya was saying over a braita to Rava, which ran completely counter to the Mishnah, and he says, of course this was the minig of the Tannaim, and they would repeat, they were basically repositories, databases, and then they would say it over in front of someone who would be able to be maksha, and would either authorize what they were saying, or be metakenu what they were saying. So he says in front of Rava, Yoresh eno someh, Yoresh eno meimir. Of course Rava immediately asked him, and what do you do about the fact that the Mishnah says Anantana Yoresh Someh, who may be at the Zakabu Meimir? So Rav Hananya said to him, okay, so should I turn it around? I apparently got it backward. Omale Ibchai. Omale, no. Not. You do not have to turn it around, Lo Tzricha. But you need to recognize that Matznita, your Braita, is actually true, but only Alib Rav Yehuda. Titania, Yoresh Someh, Yoresh Meimir, which of course is like our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Someh, and Yoresh Eino Meimir. Now, what is the machlok? At my time, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, look, it says again and again in the Sugya of Smicha, Al Rosh Korbano. And we have repetitive Yados, Karbanos, and three times at least we have Chatas, we have Shlomim, and we have Eila. So we darshan, firstly the Karbano, Karbano velo Karban Aviv. So of course we darshaned it, Karbano velo Karban Chaviro, Karbano velo Karban Akum, Karbano is Marbe Kobale, Karban Lismicha we had before. But Rabbi Yehuda is Derish, we're going to ask, what about these other drushes? Rabbi Yehuda is Derish, Karbano, it has to be your own Karban, not a Karban that was inherited from a deceased father. Velo Karban Aviv. Once that's a given, so now Yolif Tchilat Hekdesh Bisof Hekdesh. We're going to learn the din of being Magdish something. We're calling Tmura being Magdish something because it's the creation of the Hekdesh. We're calling the Smicha the last stage of the bringing of the Hekdesh, because the next thing you do, you're already bringing the Korban, it's a Shechita. So the Tchilat Hekdesh, meaning the Tmura, Misof Hekdesh, meaning the Smicha. Now some reverse it. They have Trilat Hekdesh, means that which is done with an original Hekdesh, not a Tmura Hekdesh, and Sof Hekdesh is a Tmura Hekdesh. Okay, but we will stick to Rashi's Pshat, which he uses throughout the Sechet Tmura this way, and the Trilat Hekdesh is that which brings the Kedusha, whether it's the Kedusha Rishena, or whether it's the act of making a new Kedusha from that Kedusha, which we call Tmura. And therefore, given that Ma Sof Hekdesh, Yoresh Eino Someh, since it says Korbano, therefore I conclude Avtchilat Hekdesh, Yoresh Eino Meimir, to make it Hekdesh. So the dinim in the Mishnah, at least two of those dinim, Smicha and Tmura, are interrelated, and I only have to prove to you, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the Yoresh is out of the running when it comes to Smicha, and I automatically know that he's out of the running when it comes to Tmura. And what about the Rabbanan in our Mishnah who say exactly the opposite? Well, they say the one given over here is Ve'im Hamer Yamir Beima Viveima Vayahu Tumurato Yekodesh. Why does it say Im Hamer Yamir? Why not just Im Hamer? So in other words, what it's coming to say is, I want to spread that din, Tura, L'rabot et ha-yoresh, that a yoresh is also meimir. Once it's a given that a yoresh is meimir, so now I'm going to be yolev sof hekdesh b'tchilat hekdesh. If tchilat hekdesh, the way we're understanding, meaning the Tura, the creation of the Kedusha, the Torah goes out of its way to include the yoresh, so it makes sense, therefore, to say that the yoresh, the sof hekdesh, yoresh would be someich. But of course, that leaves them with the problem of what do you do with the fact that it says Korbano, which is mashma, that's initially his own specific korban, but there's no need to mention the possessive at all. Obviously, I mean, who else are we talking about? So the possessive three times is what? L'chora, it's Mamayda Yorish, right? Seder Abona, no, we already explained that yesterday. Korbano means korbano velo korbano veit kochavim. We had the other one meaning korbano velo korban chavero. Korbano means in any event that it would be some level of possession of the korban. It's marva koba le korban asmicha, meaning even if it's 100 people together that are bringing the, is it yours? Is there a possession? Fine, so you do smicha, so let somebody else do it. It's korbano. So I don't have an extra korbano to tell me korbano. Why would I worry about a yoresh? A yoresh is the owner at this point. Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, well, you see, I happen not to hold that we're marve with korbano. Korbano means full possession. It doesn't mean partial possession. And therefore, I'm not going to use korbano to tell me ko ba'le korbano smicha. I don't hold that. And therefore, I have this korbano to be mamayit. And you know what? Even if we would find that Rebbe Yehuda does hold that we're marve ko ba'le korban, he could also argue that inami itle, he might be arguing that I don't need two separate psukim to tell me oveik kochavim and chavero. Because there's underlying that is one issue. It has to belong to someone who is included in the midst of the korban of this korban. So therefore, it's b'chad kodnafka. It means if it isn't yours in that sense, you're not maybe. Okay, so now he's got two psukim. Chad, korban avalo, korban aviv. And the idach l'rabot kobale korban v'smicha, assuming that he does hold that. Now, we haven't discussed, however, what the point is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of the riboy in the Torah of Homer Yamir. Why do we need a riboy? If it isn't coming to be marve the yoresh, which he claims I'm learning out, tchilat hekdesh from sof hekdesh, where the yoresh is excluded, then hai Homer Yamir mayavid lei. Well, he learns that we need a riboy to be marve et ha'isha. Because the Tanya, v'shikol ha'inyan kulo, eino medaber ela belashon zachar. There's many, many uses of lashon zachar throughout the sugya of Temura. And that would imply that it might be limited only to zacharim. Now, Tosis explains, of course, I never have an implication from the fact that we use lashon zachar, which always means either male or female. That's our use of neutral. And therefore, how are you going to now make it gender-specific because I'm using Lashon Zachar? Says it's only because of the implications that are learned out Lagabi Temura in which we exclude anything that isn't singular Zachar. So as we would exclude it Sibur, and we would exclude Shutafim. So then maybe it really does mean a single male. Because we find that it is being makbid on that word. Therefore, Masafedil Rabbata Taishaka would be sure that this is also said to include Nashim. Tamud Lomar, Hamer Yamir, and the Rabbanan, how do they are? So, Finil Rabbata Tanashim, they use the word ve, with the ve'im, Hamer Yamir. So that's an extra inclusion. And Rabbi Yehuda, ve'im in this context, even though he does darshan other vavs, ve'im lo darshan. Zakarela Kabishna, Hakol Somchim Chutz Micheresh Shote Vikatan. So the din of Smicha is said on everyone except for someone who doesn't have Da'at, which is Chereshot Vikatan. Surprisingly, someone who is blind, an Oved Kirchovim, and an Eved, a Shliach for someone else, and a woman to do Smicha. There's no din of Smicha on Korban Nashim. There's a machloket of the Mefarshei HaMishnah, whether this is a reference to their own Korban. And then we'd have to explain what Shliach is doing here, because by definition, obviously, the Shliach is bringing someone else's Korban. And then we'd have to say the Eved is talking about where someone gave money to an Eved Amanat, Shein Lebala Vershutbo, which gets becomes his, something with a true of an Isha, that didn't give over a particular bank account in her Ketuvah, or somebody gave her a gift with a specific condition that it can't go to her husband. But then the other explanation would be Eved Shliach v'Isha are the same as the Shliach that we're talking about in the Korban of the Baal. There's a Kshir talking about the korban of the one who sent him to do it, an Eved and an Isha in the korban of the Baal they're sent to do. And the smicha, furthermore, you should know, ishiore mitzvah, meaning it's not ma'akev, it's additions to the mitzvah of the kapor of the korban. The smicha, furthermore, is meant to be only al harosh, on the head of the korban. The smicha, furthermore, is to be using both of your hands, shtei adayim, and where it is that you're standing in the azorah to do the shchita, that's where you do the smicha. B'makom shesomchim shochatim, and now this appears to be an and, which is an additional point, but the Gemara is going to say this is a mistake. It's not an additional point. It's a sheh. In other words, why is it that there's a specific place in the azorah where you do the smicha? There isn't, really. It's just that take him to smicha shchita. Since the Torah says, v'samach v'shachat, it seems to imply that those two things are really one, that you immediately follow the act of smicha, either the on shchita or the kohen shchita, which means you mustn't take the time to move it from one place to another place. If that's the case, you have to do the smicha, b'makom sheshochtim. Now, where do we derive all of this? I mean, I understand that it's a given that Bishwa Mecheresh or Teve Katan cannot do an act that is meant to be meaningful in a korban, which is always liritzon chem, which by definition means that you have to have the ability to be conscious in a way that connects you to the korban. And since Cheresh or Teve Katan, they may be perfectly intelligent, but they're lav b'nei de'aninu, and therefore they cannot connect to the korban in the way that would be necessary to do something for the korban. So it's a given. They can't do smicha. Okay, I understand that. I can also understand why an Ovid Kochavim would be excluded. Ovid Kochavim nami b'nei Yisrael somchim. That's because of the pasuk. It starts with daber el b'nei Yisrael b'amartaleim. So that tells me davka b'nei Yisrael, but not Ovid Kochavim. But why in the world would someone who is a suma, why would he not be able to be summoned? He has feel the korban. So the summa, my time alone. So we have a machloket. One madiomar says there's a machloket between Rav Chisra and Yitzchak bar Avidim. We don't know who says what. But we do know that Chad Omar, Atya Smicha, the Lashon of the Berel B'nai Yisrael, V'amarta Liam, and then the Imola korbano. And there it says, V'samach yadol rosh ha'olah v'nir tzolo l'chaper alav. And we also have the smicha we discussed yesterday, which is by the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur. And there it says, B'ferish, V'samchu ziknei ha'idat yedeyam arosh ha'pah. So we learn out smicha smicha v'ziknei ha'idah. Since the ziknei ha'idah, by definition, do not include sumim, and we learn that out. There's many different makoros for that. The kulach yafar ayati, the fact that we learn from the hekesh in the Torah of riv, the kol riv, the kol nega, this tells me that just like you have to be in full possession of your sight to be roat hanegaim, which is a sensitivity to colorations and so on, and therefore for riv, which only has to do with the bringing of a matter that is being sued over in court, surprisingly, you need to be able to see, such that visualization becomes part of your ability to judge. There's a number of different levels. The kolach yafa means that we don't allow balei mumin, but there's also an inyan of having a particular level of discernment, which is visual cortex oriented. And if you don't have that level of discernment, it's insufficient to do judging in terms of ziknei ha'eda.
But suma would be
a balei mumin. Yeah, we're not talking about Kohanim, we're talking about the king. And the other one says, that's not where we compare the two Lashonim, Lashonot of Smicha. We actually learn out Smicha from Olat Ri'iyah. Now, obviously, Olat Ri'iyah, by definition, Yir'u Panai, excludes people who don't see. You have to be able to see in an Olat Ri'iyah. And there, we know that you need Smicha. Of course, the problem is it doesn't quite say smicha by an olat riyah. We just learn it out from the general din of the olat nedava. That's a little bit dicey, which is going to be the reason that we would reject this approach. So, as the Gemara indeed, wouldn't it make more sense for the man di'omra mi olat riyah to go directly to the area where it does say smicha, and that's ziknei ha'eda, where it says v'samchu ziknei ha'eda et yedehem. Well, perhaps, but I mean, it doesn't make more sense to learn a din of smicha of a yachid to a yachid, rather than learning a din of smicha from on a yachid's personal carbon from this very special din of par elam davar, which is like a whole new idea of the tzibur bringing a carbon. I mean, that's maybe very special. So, how can you learn a yachid from a tzibur? Of course, the tzibur, the Torah has a higher standard. Okay, doesn't mean they have to be able to see. Doesn't mean an individual would have to see. So why indeed the man the yolik biziknei ha'ida, why doesn't he learn from Olat Riyah? Well, because it doesn't say smicha in Olat Riyah. I mean, there's a din of smicha, yes, but done in midi de kativ be smicha, it makes more sense to learn out the definition of smicha in the parsha that's describing smicha from a place, midi de kativ be smicha begufi, from a place where we're focusing on a din, a primary din of smicha. I mean, this is a primary din of smicha for the individual. There is a primary din of smicha for ziknei ha'eda. We're not going to, I mean, lafuke, to learn from a secondary din. We'll learn the primary din from a secondary din. Lafuke olat riyah. How do we know even the din of smicha by olat riyah? We learn that out, he gufa. We only learn out from olat nidavah gamra. Tetani tana kameda revizka bar abba. How do we know indeed that there is a din of smicha by the halakha of Olat Riyah, because remember, that is not the same as Olat Nidavah. That's why we need the Moadechem Legabit Sochim. Because since it says, Vayakrev et ha'olah vayaseh kamishpat. What is that mishpat? Kamishpat Olat Nidavah. That's the whole makar that an Olat Chovah requires smicha. So in the beginning of Vayikra, where we're talking about Vesamachet Yadorosh and so on, those are all Olat Nidava. The first time is where we get now to the Dinim and Tzav, the Miluim, and so on. Well, over there, you're Mechuyev to go ahead. And that we describe continuing on in Shemini. So that's an Olat Chova. And we learn that out directly from Olat Nidava. Okay, so now we know that even an Olat Riyav, even if you want to call it a total Olat Chova, but it would have the same Din. But it cannot be the primary source of the Hilchos Smicha. And then continues the Mishnah, Ve'ha'eved, Va'ashliach, Va'ha'isha, are not something, Tan Rabban. We're going to be Doresh over here, numerous mentions of Yado, just like we're going to be Doresh, numerous mentions of Rosho, Et Yado, Al Rosh, Al Rosho, and so on, because it's repeated again and again in every parsha of the Korban, whether it's an Eila, or whether it's a Shlomo, or whether it's a Chata. So we darshan each one of them. Obviously, there's no need to keep being repetitive here. So when we say Vayak, the Vesamach Yado al Rosh Korbano, that means Yado, the Lo Yad Avdo. If we're saying Yado once again, it's Yado v'lo Yad Shlucho. If it says Yado yet again, we understand it to mean Yado v'lo Yad Ishto. You know, I mean, what do we need all of this for? Kolane Lomeli. Can't you just tell me Yado? I mean, that's your hand, not someone else's hand. No, it's not true. Because remember, we always apply Occam's razor. So we're going to take the absolute minimum information that we can from the fact that it's stressing Yado. So if we just say Yado, one, what would I say? That means that an Eved cannot act as a shliach. Well, of course not. I'd say yes, because an Eved is not included in the overall chiyuvim of mitzvot. So b'meila, he's not ro'ui to do your mitzvah for you, and that's why he can't be your shliach. The Eved is a lot bar mitzvot. But, I mean, a shliach, you take a regular guy who's chayiv in the mitzvahs as you are, normally the din is shlucho shel adam kimoto, why can't he do the smicha? Do I know what smicha is? A mitzvah shebegufo? So ema lismoch? And let's say I know two times, I would still say, yes, manani tarte, okay, I mean, I understand that I, in a personal sense, I mean, I can't, even if you say that shlucho shel adam kimoto, it's not shlucho shel adam kigufo. So I certainly can't put on tefillin for another person, that's not his body. So I may be able to effectuate various legal instruments, but I'm not him. Mashen Kain, if it comes to his wife, where ishto kigufo, that's a different issue. That means it's an extended identity. It's not like it's in locum, her husband. So maybe over there, there's this new idea
that indeed she should be able to actually do the smicha for him. So I would have thought kegufa d'amei metismach. Mamela, if we didn't have three separate psukim to be mamayit, I would have definitely not known all of this information. Now, furthermore, smicha is shiarei mitzvah, continues them, meaning that it's not me'akev. Tanurabonah. The pasuk, however, implies not like that. It says, v'samach yado rosh ha'ola, v'nirtzalo l'chaper olav. That sure as heck sounds like, by putting your hands on the rosh ha'ola, that ola is going to be meratza for you. Could it really mean that? I mean, v'chis micha mechaperet, if the Torah has indicated to us again and again that the kapara comes only with the zrikat adam. V'chis micha mechaperet, aloin kapara l'bedam. How many times do I have to tell you that adam hu benefesh chaper, we have all of these repetitive dinim about not using the dam, ki oto natati lechem, lechaper nafshatechem. I mean, how could we possibly think that doing the act of smicha is what actually effectuates kapara? So why would you say the pasuk in a way, obviously I can understand it, v'samach yadol rosh, v'nirtzalo, meaning, and then do the dam, which is nirtzalo. It's not as kasha, but why present it to me in this fashion? Ah, because there's meaning to that presentation. Because even though you don't absolutely need the smicha, lomar lacha she'im asa'a l'smicha shiarei mitzvah, but if you treat the smicha as if it's shiarei mitzvah, and you don't take it seriously, and you leave it out, then there is an element of the ritzui of the korban which you will forever lack. So in terms of the relationship in which the seeking of kapara itself is an element of the restoration of the relationship besides the actuality of the kapara. And this we went through Hilchot Teshuvah, that there's different levels of the teshuva that deals with, first of all, fixing whatever was ruined by your act. But there's also the element of taking the responsibility of having been the one that created the act that needed fixing. That part is addressed by the smicha. And therefore, you may be mechaper on what it is that you did, but you did not bring the kapara for being the one who did it. And therefore, it's mala v'katuv ki hu lo kiper. But you want to know whether you were mechaper on the thing that was mechayev the korban? Yes. V'chiper, look, l'maisa, it was mechaper. You don't need another korban or anything. But, you know, you really lost out because there was this specific element that associated you with the korban. And therefore, it also had an impact on your having been the one to have created the need for kapara. Now that you're not relating to. It's that element specifically that actually rules out the chereshot of a katan, because that is entirely a function of das, which again is not intelligence, it's the investment in something, connection to something, and therefore it requires puberty in terms of the katan, it requires complete interaction in terms of the sensuality of the cheresh and his mamayit. Okay, the shota obviously is mamayit. I mean, again, the shota can be brilliantly intelligent and very often is, but there's something missing in terms of the connection, the feedback, the actual sensitivity to what the world is about. Tanya gabi tenufa, but by the way, we have exactly the same approach, you'll recall, by tenufa ki hai gavna, because there is a place where the Torah does the same thing when it comes to tenufa. So over there it says, v'kach kev sachad hashab l'tenufa l'chaper alav. What do you mean, l'tenufa l'chaper alav? Tenufa, all of a sudden the tenufa is l'chaper. Aloin kaper alav edam. Shinemar ki adam u benefesh y'chaper. So why is the Torah telling me, tenufa l'chaper? Elo lomar l'chap. Shim asa'a l'tenufa shiare mitzvah. Ma'aleh alav ha-katuv ki ilu lo kiper. But in point of fact, the technicality is v'chiper. Then we continue on to say, a smicha needs to be done on the head. Tan Rabbanan, we learned this out, and here too, we're going to darshan multiple expressions of our rosho in order to tell me different things. Because here too, it appears again and again and again. Every time the smicha is mentioned, it also mentions ala rosh. I mean, you think one time would be enough for that. Tan Rabbanan, yado al rosho. We have samach, yado, al rosh korbano. So what is that? That's lo yado al hatzavar. It doesn't mean you can put your hand on the neck of the animal. It's on the head of the animal. Yado al harosh, v'lo yado al hagabayim. You have to put your hand on the head and not on the back of the animal. Again, this, we're going to ask, what do we need? I mean, you just said the head. The head is head, it's head. Yado al harosh, v'lo yado al hachazeh. You cannot put your hand and press down on the chest of the animal. We're just saying, on the head. I mean, a head is obviously not a back, not a chest, not a neck. I mean, so kolani lomali. Unknown, because treated. Let's say the Torah would have said one. Once again, we're very strict about how much information we could derive from that one. So I would say, okay, head may mean the level of the head. The whole point is that a neck is always a little bit below the level of the neck. And therefore, I would say, okay, because it has to be on the top, maybe, because head is often used in that sense. The head of a thing is the top of the thing. But, I mean, the back, which is up on the same level as the head, if I take a ruler, maybe that's the top. In which case, I would say, chad l'mutei tzavar, but that's only because lo kari b'hadei rosh. It's on the same level as the head. Avogabo, the kari l'hadei rosh, maybe there's no problem with that. Therefore, I need another mention. Let's say I would have mentioned it twice. I would have said, okay, but those are specifically the issues that I don't do tenufa with. And therefore, they are lacking in chashivut. But the whole thing that I do tenufa with is the chazet. Now that means that perhaps smicha al harosh is even al harosh. But certainly if I press with my hands on that area, which is the one that is presented and is waved up and down and back and forth, I mean, that's even better. So maybe that would be okay. And I would have say on the chazeh, perhaps since it is the thing that I do the tenufa on, because over there, emalo, there would be no objection, because it's itrabi the tenufa, therefore tzricha. Iboilu yado al tzidadimau. How about on the side of the head? Let's say the animal is insisting on turning its head to the side. I mean, it's very difficult to do a smicha. We have to press down. So I press down on the cheeks of the animal, the temple of the animal. And can I do that? Is the head the entire skull and jaw area? Or is the head the top of the skull? So is tzadim considered to be a head or not? Says the Gemara, Yado al tzadim mahu, tashma, Tanya Abba Biro, Bereb Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, one of the Samach Yado al Rosho is Rosho velo Yado al Hatzidadim, not anything that would be to the side of the head. Boy Reb Yirmiya, Matlit Maosha Tachutz. Is this a din in actual physical contact with the animal, or is it a din of weight? If it's a din of contact, then I'm not able to have a chatzitza. But if it's a question of weight, I mean, then I could have a handkerchief or whatever and press down on the handkerchief and not touch the actual animal. So what would be the din? Is a matlit considered to be a chatzitza? Tashma ubevat shelote davar chotzetz beinola bein hazevach, just like all of the other things that are done as avodot hazevach, which absolutely, if there's any chatzitza, is not considered to be the avod of the kohen. There needs to be actual contact with the animal. This, of course, was the horrific simen of the coal that was yotzei in the Beis HaMikdash for the kohen that would have the chutzpah put on white gloves when he's dealing with the karbanos. You know? Dainty, am I not? To touch an animal. I mean, that the whole point over here is the beauty of the extended identity of protoplasm across the board. That's the beauty of walking ankle deep in blood of the Kohanim of Pesach and so on. You've got to be prepared for being that if you're going to be able to do Aveda. If you believe that life exists with gloves on your hands, obviously you can't do Aveda. That has to do with biology. Iboilu. I'm sorry. Ubishteyadai. Next thing that the Mishnah says is that we need both hands on the korban, and it's got to be a complete investment. Well, I mean, the Pasuk says, Beferish, V'samach Aharon et shtei yadav al rosh ha-sa'ir. Here it's talking about the vidoy on the sa'ir ha-mishtalaya. Now, I mean, it's really strange because everywhere else we're talking about smicha, it always talks about yado. And by Aaron, it says in other places yado. So how do you explain the fact that over here it says shtei yadav? I'll tell you, it's clearly k'tiv yado, k'tiv shtei yado. So ze b'nei av kol makom shenemar yado. And here, by the way, the Torah goes out of its way to leave out the yud. So if you read it, it's v'samach Aaron et shtei yadov. What is that supposed to mean, shtei yadov? So we read it as yado, and we as yado if we don't look at the kri, and we read nonetheless shtei. So therefore, what it's really come to tell me is that b'nei av kom makom shenema yado is always shtei yado arekan shtayim, unless the Torah goes out of its way to say specifically one. Now, Rabbi Elazar heard this, you see, and he goes into the Beit HaMidrash at one point in his life. He says this over, and conveniently leaving out Reish Lakish's name. Now, this did not really please Reish Lakish very much. V'lo amram b'shmei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish hears about this. Shamar Reish Lakish v'ikbit. And he was furious because, look, it's bad enough when you say something and don't quote me, but when you don't even know what you're talking about, it's a lot worse. And when you misrepresent what I'm saying, now that's outrageous! So he went to attack him to show him he's a total idiot, and this drasha makes absolutely no sense. So he says to him, no kidding. I'm like, you're telling me wherever it says yado, it always means two. Why in the world do I have the following, and it mentions 24 different places where the Torah writes yadav, where it could have written yadav. So each day, esrim v'arba yadav, yadav tevienu, yadav lo ravlo. She called yadav by Yaakov Avinu. He absolutely drove him into the ground until he was left. He couldn't even talk anymore. All right, so having put him properly in his place, Labata Danach Daite, when Reish Lakish cooled off a bit, he could finally discuss him with it. You idiot. My time alo temeli yadav de smicha ka'amrin. Why don't you just say the obvious point that this is a drosha that relates to visamach? It's not wherever it says, like you said it. It's wherever smicha is mentioned with yado, it could just as well be read yadav. That's the point. Wait, but says the Gemara by smicha it also says Vayismoch et yadav, and that's talking about Yoshua being given over the smicha by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he used both of his hands. Vayismoch et yadav ala vayitzavir. I'm talking about smicha v'beima. I'm not talking about. I mean, some of those guys maybe, but you know, the smicha v'beima ka'amri. Ubimakom shesomchim shochtim, the takef lesbicha shchita. Whoa, I understand. My ka'oma, just say, takef lesbicha shchita. I mean, then obviously, if it has to be takef, then it's in that place. No, it's saying shit, it's misleading. Hoki ka'oma, bimakom shesomchim shochtim, why? She takef lesbicha shchita. These are not two separate issues. Our dear president, I would have stopped here, perhaps. But being as we missed your words on the previous Mishnah, and now we're at a new Mishnah, it seems impossible to stop without hearing the lovely sounds of
Zokta Heidegger Mishnah.
Lovely, lovely. Chomer b'smicha mi b'tnufa, u'b'tnufa mi b'smicha. So we have an interrelationship in many of these dinim, as we just, of course, introduced, as we always do. We introduced our Mishnah, and katuv b'tnufa ki hai gavna. So, there are, in fact, different ways in which we relate to smicha than we do for tenufa. Sometimes in a more chomer way, and sometimes more chomer in tenufa. So, when it comes to tenufa, echad meinif lekol hachaverim, you could have one individual out of 100 that went b'shutafut to bring a korban. The halacha is echad meinif ayedei kulam. That's because there's no way to do more than one tzufan. You can't have everybody doing this, we're seeing the Gemara. Then we'll have a katzitza. So clearly, the only way to do it is echad meini v'kol ha'chaverim. But when it comes to smicha, in echad somech v'kol ha'chaverim, all the chaverim must be somech. This, of course, is Tosfos' raya against the approach of we one is the rabbis kobale, is that one is for all. It's on the quite the contrary, though. It's the whole point of the mission, isn't it? That all of them need to do this separate smicha. But on the other hand, chomer betnufa, there is a chomer when it comes to tufa, because tnufa is no heget, both in korbanot yachid, and that, of course, every shlomim has a tufa because of a shoch, and by korbanot tzibur, and that was the tremendous tnufa of the kivsei atzeret. And not only that, but we even find tnufa b'chayim u'b'shchutim, because the kivsei atzeret required tnufa with the shtei alechem both before shchita and after shchita. And furthermore, we find tnufa b'davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim u'b'davar she'in bo ruach chayim, so that we could do tnufa on the minachot that we bring that are chayav and tnufa, and we make a big deal about it. So the lechem isn't from an animal life, but we do tnufa. The minachot aren't from animal life, but we never heard of doing smicha on a mincha. So we don't do smicha on a piece of meat. It's not after shchita. Therefore, tnufa is a broader concept than smicha. Tana rabbanan korbano is the rabot ko ba'ale korban de smicha, as we saw earlier. Because I would have thought, had I not had that korbanot to be marve, I would have said, isn't it a kal v'chomer? If tnufa, which is generally a broader halakha, because it's netrabda b'shchutin, you can even do tnufa on a korban after shchita, and nonetheless, it was nitma'ata b'chovrin, when it comes to a large chabura of people, only one of them does the tnufa. Smicha shalon nitrapta b'shchutin. Smicha, which is limited only to ba'alei chayim, ein odin is not a kal v'chomer, that it shouldn't require of all of the members of the chabura that they all have to do the smicha. It should certainly be mitma'et b'chovrin. Talmud lomar, korbano, l'rabot ko ba'alei korban l'smicha. That's why we need that ribui of the possessor. Ah, but you say, now that we have that ribui, why don't we go back and apply the kal v'chomer in the inverse, the tnufa, and say, let indeed all of the balei chabura need to do tnufa, a kal v'chomer. Titrabe tnufa b'chovrin mikal v'chomer. If smicha, which cannot be done on shchutin, it's only done on balei chai, nonetheless is done by each member of the chabura, and nitrabta b'chovrin, tnufa shenitrabda b'shchutin, ein odin shenitrabta b'chovrin, says the Gemara, yeah, but you're facing a logistical impossibility. It's not a limud when it comes to tnufa. Mishum delo efshar. What do you suggest we do? If 100 people have brought a carbon, so shall we have everybody putting their hands under the other guy's hand? I mean, that's one approach. Lin fakulibade adare. It's a chatzitza. Shall we have each one do a separate tenufa? Lin fevilahare linev. The Torah said the word tenufa. Lanif oto tenufa. It stresses. Do one tenufa. Velo tenufot. Now, wait, you said that there's no such thing as smicha in meat? That sounds right, but it isn't right. What do you do about the description in the Mishnah in Tamid of the Kohen Gadol's act of akrava? We have 12 Kohanim that are involved in the Korban Oil of Tamid. The Kohen Gadol comes in, so then if the Bisman she Kohen Gadol rotze lahaktir, so he goes and he does everything. He's Ola Bakever, together with the Sagan of the Kohen Gadol on his right. They get up to Machatzita Kevesh, and now the Sagan helps him up. So Achasagan bin Yino, the Elehu. And now the 12 Kohanim that were meant, if the Kohen Gadol hadn't been the one who was going to personally do it, they would have been the one, each one with a particular part of the netach of the korban, would have gone up and brought the korban. But now the Kohen Gadol has a right to insist on his own avoda whenever he wishes. So now the first one that was rewarded with the first part of the korban, hands the piece that he had, which is the rosh and the regel. That's the first thing that is brought. The first one comes up. Voshit lo harishon harosh v'harego. The kohen gadol is someh on the rosh v'harego. V'samech aleihem v'zorkan. Then the second kohen walks up. The second kohen hands to the first kohen the next piece. The next piece is the shtei yadayim. The first one now hands it in turn to the Kohen Gadol. This is Barov Am. So it's a Chashivut. The Kohen Gadol again. Someich Alehem Vizorkan. Now Nishbat Hasheni V'alachlo. He moves aside. And the third Kohen appears. And the Kachoyim Moshitin Loshar Kolei Varim. Sorek Someich Alehem. Each one of the Netachim, he does Smicha. Now, these are obviously Shchutin. And he's Zorkan. And by the way, he doesn't even have to do the Zrika. If he wants, Zrika of course means Zrika of the bus, remember. We learn out from the Hekesh to Dam, Abosur Adam, that just like the Dam is Zrika, the bus is the Zrika, so that it needs to be, there needs to be a tiny airspace between the Kevesh and Mizbeach to be Zorik. Bizman Shirot said, he can just do the smicha. But I thought there was no smicha. What in the world is going on? V'acherim zorkan. So we clearly see there is smicha by shkutin. Amrabayer, obviously that's not a din in smicha. Well, if it were, why would it only be true of a kohen gadol? So the whole point over there is hatam mishum yikra de kohen gadol. The idea over here is that it should appear as if this is all coming under the auspices of Aharon himself. That's the point. So there's a question of being Samach Yado as a symbol, but not Samach Yado as part of the Aveda. When it comes to Tnufa, there's an actual Chiv of Tnufa, even on Shkutin. Hadran Alach, Shtei Midot.
Neder Tam Tuga Helik Perek.
When are we going to stop? Shtei Alechem Nilashot Achat Achat. We do it one by one, just as we do a parak and a daf one by one. And therefore, we shall stop here. Hayoreish Someh. Tani Rav Hananya, Kabeda Rava. Yoreish Eno Someh. Yoreish Eno Mevir. Says Rava, what kind of writer is that? Vanan Tanan Hayoreish Someh. Umevir Nizachav Umevir. Amalei, I guess it's wrong. Should I throw it out? Should I reverse it? Amalei lo tzricha. Actually, your braita is mani, Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya wrote Yoresh Samech Yoresh Meimer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yoresh Eno Samech Yoresh Eno Meimer. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, Korbano Velo Korban Aviv. And now he learns out Tumura, which is Tchilat Hegdesh, from Korbano, which is Sof Hegdesh, meaning Smicha. Just like Sof Hegdesh Yoresh Eno Samech, Av Tchilat Hegdesh Yoresh Eno Meimer. V'rabonan. Hamer Yamir, the Rabbotat Hayoresh. Once the Yoresh is given in Chilat Hegdesh, which is the Asi of the Hegdesh here, the Tmura, Yolif Sof Hegdesh, which is Smicha mit Chilat Hegdesh, Mat Chilat Hegdesh, Yoresh Meimer, Ab Sof Hegdesh, Yoresh Somech. Vrabonan, Hay Korbano Mai Abdile. They learn, like we said yesterday, Korbano Velo Korban Hakum, Korbano Velo Korban Chavero, Korbano Velo Rabot Kobale, Korban Smicha. And how does Rabbi Yehuda now, who uses Korbano in terms of the Yoresh, so how does he know the Rabot Kobale Korban Smicha? Lightly. Vinami Itle, he could simply combine Oviko Kavim and Kaviro Michat Kro, because it's Michat Taima, and the Aitrele Trekroi, Chad Korbano Lo Korbanovi, Ida Rabot Kobale Korban Smicha, despite the fact that he had Korbano Lo Yoresh. What does he do, Rabbi Yehuda, with Hayamir Meyamir Mayati Levi? Boyle the Rabot et Haisha, the Tanya. Mipnei the Fisha Kalanyan Kulo, Eno Medabra Belashan Zohar, Masfeno Rabot et Haisha, Tanadomar Hamer Yamir, Rabonadashi, me Veim Hamer Yamir, Rabbi Yehuda, Veim Lodorish. Hakos Somchim, Chutzbecherishet, Vikatatsuma, Vikachavim, Evachli Akisha. And smicha is only shiori mitzvah. And smicha is ala rosh. And smicha is b'shtei yadayim, u'bevakom shesomchim shochatim, v'tekef, and actually in the end we'll learn, shetekef v'smicha shchita. Bir shlema, I understand chereshet v'kot ma b'nei dinya. Ovid kochavim, I understand, because of that barrel, b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael somchim, v'eno dei kochavim somchim. Basuma, my time alo. So my clock is v'pchis v'v'yitzchabar avadimi. Chanomar, we learn out smicha. Smicha from the Samchus Zikne Aida of Parlam Dover. Chanomar atya smicha smicha miolat ri'iya. Leman diomra miolat ri'iya my time in the Yochid Zikne Aida. Because it makes sense to be done in Yochid mi Yochid. How can you learn out Yochid from a tzibur where maybe the Torah has higher expectations of the representation of a tzibur? Well, Leman diomar, the Yolik mi Zikne Aida. Why indeed not learn out from Olat Riya, which is a better match? Because you have to learn out from a primal source. Don immediate ichtive smicha begufe. Immediate ichtive smicha begufe. Mashenkin Olat Riya, he gufa mi Olat Nedava Gamra. The Tani Tani Kabedi Rivitsu Baraba. Vayakrivet Ola, Vayase Kamishpat. What's the Kamishpat? Kamishpat Olat Nedava? Which teaches you that even an olat chova is to unasmicha, which is why we can't have any doubts about the olat ri'iya. Eved vashliach vayisha, how about that? Why are they not able to smicha tanravan? Yado v'lo yad avdo. Yado v'lo yad shlucho. Yado v'lo yad ishto. And why do I need separate psukim? Kol ani olam l'tzricha. Ika tabrachman rechav yado. Havamina lemute eved, but that's because an eved is the most obvious to be mamayit. The lav bar mitzvot, avoshliach the bar mitzvahi, and shlucho shel adam kamoto, emal esmoch. V'yesh mina nani tarate, the lav kegufe dami, aval ishto de kegufe dami, emal esmoch, tricha. Smicha is only shiori mitzvah. Tanu rabbanan, it says in the pasuk v'samach v'nirtza. And we immediately, of course, ask, how could you say such a thing? V'chis mecha mechapera. Haloin kapara el abedam. Shinemar ki adam hu banefesh yichapera. El lomar lecha, she'ima atza'al esmicha she'yare mitzvah. Ma'ale alav ha'katuv ki ilu lo kiper. But in reality, kiper. Tanya na'agab itnufa ki ha'gavna. L'tnufa lechaper. What? T'nufa lechaper? T'nufa mechapera? Haloin kapara el abedam. Shinemar ki adam hu banefesh yichapera. But in reality, kiper. Ala rosh and only ala rosh. Turn around on yado ala rosh, lo yado ala tzavah. Yado ala rosh, next sugya, lo yado ala gapayim. Yado ala rosh, lo yado ala chazeh. Just tell me once. Kalani lo mitzricha. Ikadrach menachad. I would have said, okay, that's because it's to be mumayit tzavah. The Lord Kari Bahari Rosho, Mashengin Gabo, which is the Rosh of the animal, it's the top. So maybe Koi Lahari Rosho, maybe that's not a problem. Tricha. Yashmin Hani Trey, I would say, okay, they don't have the Chashivut to be the Korban, because that's the Drabi Litzrufa. Abo Chose, the Drabi Litzrufa, Emalo Tricha, Iboilo. How about Yado Al Hatzidadim of the Rosh Mahu? Toshma Detanya Ababiro, Barabi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yado al Rosho, Velo Yado al Hatzidadim. Boy Rabbi Yomim Matlit, Mao Shatachutz. Toshmo, Bavach, Tedavar, Shalote Davar, Chotzets, Penoda Ben Hazeva. Ubishte Yadav Minari Milomer, Shlaki Tomakro, the Samach Yaron, Echte Yado, which is, it's written Yado. No, we obviously pronounce it Yadav. Uktiv Shte. So this becomes a b'neim av. Koma kom shema yado, arekan shtayin, ad shiparet lecha akatuv achat. Also Rabbi Elazar, amal ha-shmaita tabavim in Russia, v'lo amra mishmeid reish lakish. Big mistake. Shamar reish lakish v'ikpid. Amar lei, what kind of crazy drush is that? Isa gadayet kol echad echtiv yado tarte. How come we have so many cases where the Torah insists on expending its energies in yuds. Yadav, yadav, actually, esrim v'arba, yadav. Yadav tevienu, yadav rav lo, shikerat yadav. Until he finally had ground him into total blabbering silence, ishtig. Labata denach daita, yamal. I said, why didn't you just tell me? My temel o temel, yadav desmicha ka'amre. But, I mean, it says, Vayismochet Yadav, that's by Smicha, that was one of the 24 attacks, no? Vayitzaveu, Mismichava Beimak Amre, Ubimakom Shesomchin Shochatin, Tekevos Mikashchita, isn't that two different things? My Kama, Hochi Kama, במקום שזורחים שוחטים שתקף וסמיך השחיטה. חומר בסמיכה מבתנופה או בתנופה מבסמיכה, שאחד מניף לכל החברים ואחד צומח לכל החברים. חומר בתנופה, שהתנופה נוהגת בקרונות יחיד ובקרונות ציבור, and even בחיים ובשפוטין, and בדבר שיש בו רוח חיים, בדבר שאין בו רוח חיים, מה שאין כן בסמיכה. תנובות. קורבנו לרבות כל בעלי קורבן לסמיכה. Without this פוסק, I certainly would have searched your קבלות דינו, ומת נופה שנתרבדה בשחוטין. Nonetheless, I mean, it says in the Mishnah, I assume we know it from somewhere, נתמעתה בחוברין. סמיכה שלא נתרבדה בשחוטין, אין עודין שנתמעתה בחוברין, תלמוד לומר קורבנו לרבות כל בעלי קורבן לסמיכה. Ah, but now let's turn around with Titrabet Rufava Chovrim Ikava Chomer. If Smicha Shalom Nitrabda Beshrutin is nonetheless Nitrabda Bechovrim, Rufa Shnitrabda Beshrutin, Enodin Shnitrabda Bechovrim, how do you know not to do Kobale Chaburalet Rufa? Simply because Mishum Telo Epsher. Hey, Chilavid, Linfekulabari Adode. I mean, there's no room for everybody's hand on the actual korban, so that's going to be a chatzitza. If you should do separate tenufot, the Torah goes out of its way to say, la'enif oto tenufa. That's the point, one tenufa, velo tenufot. So you tell me, wait, I just didn't get that part. Smicha b'shkutin leta? Doesn't the Mishnah Talmud say, b'feirush, that b'zman shekohen gadol rotzeh la'ktir ha'yola b'kevesh ha'zgan b'yimino e'gilam ha'ktzta kevesh ha'chaz kan b'ino ve'ha'aleihu. Hoshit lo harishon harosh v'haregel. So meich aleihem. Zorkan. Oshita sheni l'rishon shtei yadayim. Not all according to all. So meich aleihem. Zorkan. Nishmat sheni alach lo. And so on and so forth. V'kachoyim oshitin lo. Shark aleih v'orim. And in any event, so meich aleihem v'zorkan. As a matter of fact, v'zman shorotzer, he could just do so meich aleihem. And he could have other people do the dirty work for him of the zirika v'cher mizorkim. I'm not buying it, but we don't mean the act of smicha. We mean the avod of smicha. That's only mishum kvodah the kohen gadol, but it's certainly not called smicha. Hadron alak shtei mitot.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we're holding today on the Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Hayoresh. Somech. So our Mishnah says that a Yoresh is Somech and a Yoresh is Meimir. So apparently it's treating the Yoresh as the Baalim. And indeed there is, the Gemara says itself, we had before in Zvachim that there is a Kapara Mikufya, anyway, to a Yoresh. Mikufya means Misavid. If he had, let's say, an Asay that he had, so, okay, so it would be Mischap for him, even though it's not the Ikatakis of the Karban. And so that's viewed, apparently that's enough to view him as a Baalim. The problem is, that Tami Rav Chananya Kameda Rava, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimir. So here apparently there was a Braisa, that Rav Chananya was quoting to Rava, in which he was saying the opposite of our Mishnah. The Yoresh is not able to be Somech, and the Yoresh is not able to make a Tmura. So he asked him, Va'anan Tanan, Yoresh Somech, Umeviyat Mechasav Umeimir. In our mission, it says the opposite. Omar Lay, so he asked him, does that mean Ifchoi? So shall I now twist around my Brisa? And apparently, based on the Mishnah, we'll determine that I had a wrong Girsa. Omar Lay, look. He told him, no, it's not necessary to do that, because you could say that the Matznisa that you were learning was going according to Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Yoresh Someich, Yoresh Meimir, Rav Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Someich, Yoresh Eino Meimir. So indeed, there's a machlokes of Shukar. There's a machlokas regarding the status of a yoresh in the korban aviv. What's the basis of the machlokas? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a yoresh cannot do smear for a tumura? Because Rabbi Yehuda, my time Rabbi Yehuda, he darshens korbano velo korban aviv. Now we'll see what yesterday we darshened korbano velo korban chavero, korbano velo korban akum, and korbano to be marbe everyone in the chabura to smicha. Apparently, one of these korbanos he uses to tell me dafke korbano velo korban aviv. Later on, we'll have to see what he does with the drasha that we were learning out from this korbano. But having determined, so this is the samach yadoa rosh korbano, you can only do the smicha on your own korban and not on korban aviv, and therefore yalif tchilat hegdesh begabe tmura, even though it doesn't say beferish begabe tmura miyut for yorish, but he learns the opening of hegdesh. Tmura is the beginning of hegdesh, the way that the kedusha is chal. And the sof hegdesh is the way that you actually do the avayda, you do the shechita, you do the smicha, whatever, all those parts. The truth is, of course, that depending on the context, we shift what's the tchila and what's the sof. Depending on here, the tchila is the tmura itself. Elsewhere in tmura, we do that itself. But, because the tchila hegdesh could be the first hegdesh, the one who was my hegdesh. But by context, it's clear what is meant over here. So that we learn out, given that sof hegdesh, we don't view a yoresh as a violin, then it's mistava that chilas hegdesh, that is to say, tmura, we also don't view him as a violin. So masav hegdesh yoresh eno someh because so samach yodo arosh korbano. So too chilas hegdesh yoresh eno meimir. The yoresh cannot create the kedusha through tmura. What do the rabbanon do with that? The rabbanon say no. It says beferish hamer yamir. What's the extra lashon hamer yamir? That's dafka to be marva, a yoresh. Once we know that it's a given that a yoresh is able to be meimir, so apparently we view him as a violin vis-a-vis this korban. If that's the case, yolif sof hegdesh v'tchilos hegdesh. We now take a look at the sof of the process that is in our context smicha, and we say, just like the tchilos hegdesh, which is to make a tmura al korban aviv, the yoresh is considered to be a violin, and he's meimir. Therefore, we'll learn out of Seif Hegdesh. The correct way to understand the Korbano is not to be Meitzi the Yoresh, but Adarabba, we'll learn out Yoresh from the Yoresh Meimir that Yoresh is Seimich. Aye, what about Korbano? Rabban and High Korbano, we know already. The Korbano, they darshan Korbano, velo Korban Akum, as we saw before. Korbano, velo Korban Chavero, Korbano, velo Rabot Korbale, Korban Smicha. Yesterday we said we had three drushes for the three korbanos. So what does Rabbi Yehuda indeed do with these three drushes? Well, the first thing we could say is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the din of kol bale korbanos micha. It's a korbano, is mashman dafka the korbanos miyuchad bo. But if he's a shutev, then we don't say that everyone has to be. Actually, there's two lashonos. Rashi usually says that it means that if you have a shutev, that you're a shutev, that echad can do the smicha for kula. Because this might be found by tnufa. So one is mainly vayede kula. We don't need everybody to do tnufa. So two, for smicha, one is mainly for everyone. However, who is that you? I was afraid that this wasn't recording this playing. There it is again.
Is it very high outside?
Outside.
Outside?
I think it's outside.
Or maybe you should get your bronchial tube checked. Physician, heal thyself. Right, whatever it is, it's not this. So the truth is that Rashi usually is mefarish. You don't hold of korbano, Yinikol Bale Chabura, so then one does the tenufa. One does the smicha the same way that one does the tenufa.
So that means that Rabbi Yehuda holds it in Aisha to be for the husband?
We'll get to Aisha. It's a shut, this is a different issue. However, there are places where Rashi says that the din of not holding that Kol Bale Korban or Bishat means that you don't do a smicha at all. Because since there's no yichud of the korban, so the lack of that yichud means that there's not a bialim that is roy to do the smicha. And you can't do like half smichas. One person will do his half, the other one will do his. Either you're same or you're not same. Now, Tosfos has a problem with that because the Maisa, the Gemara, it's mashma, that without the potzik, I would have given it the dinim of tenufa. And by tenufa, echad is mainly by the kulam. So to say that it means that nobody would be semech is a little difficult. By the way, if you say that pshat, then nobody is semech, then if you do have the pasuk of l'rabbis ko bale smicha, then it doesn't have to mean that everybody has to do smicha. It could mean that then, with the pasuk, one is semech for the others, you see. So I mean, the two approaches stretch across both issues. If you do have the pasuk, you don't have the pasuk. But this isn't shlichus. This means that a byron has to do smicha. So we have a byron to smicha. All right. So we have these two approaches. Lemaisa, I must tell you that just as Tosfos points out that the mashmos of the sugya in Tmura, where the Gemara gives a pirish, why wouldn't if you hold if you don't hold of the rabbis kol bale korban for smicha? It's my time of the lo miyach the korban didhu. The mashmos of lo miyach the korban is that there's no fiyuv at all, since it is a miyuv. But otherwise, what are you telling me, my time? So it is mashmos like Reb Shah. And the truth is, he just like he said that there in Tzmura, if we darshin korbano, and the first thing that the Gemara comes up with is to take out the rabbis kol bale korban, right? The shutrin. So the mashmaut also is because the meaning of korbano is bedafkin, it should be miyukatim. Korbano, where's this korban? I don't see his korban. I see a foot maybe that says, hey, but where's this korban? So that aspect also is more mashmaut Rashi learns there. Okay, but obviously it's not a strong mashmaut one way or the other. So we find Rashi here says that one would be same for all of them. And Lamaisa, there's no Rashi here in the Ksav Yad. It's a little difficult because it could be that it's out of order, but assuming that the order is correct, and Rashi here was also learning that if you hold the rabbi's call, it means to tell me kol bale korban that one would do it for the others, which would be the way Rashi would be learning in Tmura. If you don't hold call, then nobody would do it. That he doesn't say about, so that would be the mashmaut. Okay, getting back to our sugya. You could also say that maybe Rabbi Yehuda, that korbano of Larabas, Kobale, korban, the smichi does hold up. Inami Isla, he does hold of that. But what he says is that an Ovid Kuchodin, the Chavero, Michat Kronach, to say korbanovalo, korban Chavero, korbanovalo, korban Akum, that's one pasuk. What do I need to say two separate things? It means that either it's yours or it's not yours. So before Tosfos actually explains that the nature of the special drosha for the akum is because I would have thought if someone is shy of the smicha, so then he has to do the smicha. But just like we found by Nesachim, if a goy sends a korban, so we bring the Nesachim for him. So I would have thought since he's not shy of to do the smicha, the korban still needs smicha. So in that case, we should have to do the smicha for him. So we would need a drasha that's miyuchat for korban. He doesn't know that. So Memeva, he's left now with all of our drashas, except he only needs two tzukim. He's left with one korban. That korban he uses to tell me korban oval or korban aviv.
Is
there shmicha? Is there bino as well? No. No, this is shmicha. It's
not a question of rabbanim. If they need two drashas to learn these things, and he can learn it all from one drasha? One carbono, he can learn both.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Is that a question of the Rabbanim? Why don't they learn two?
No,
one?
That's already a question of judgment. Whether I, that's far as sufficient to require that I'm going to hold. The shaila is, what does it mean, below carbono chavero? You know, does it mean that chavero should do it, or does it mean that it's not shy after the smicha is not? I mean, that's already a call that revolves around every your whole approach to tell you. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is and Tzadik Beis on this. So, Shaila is that the Hamer Yamir was a good drasha, no? And I said Tzadik Beis. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong page. So, it was earlier by Akum. Savage. I'll find it. Okay. So the shaila is, what does he do with the Hamer Yamir that's Marga, right? No, it's way before. It's Samech Aleph. That's Samech Aleph. What does he do with the Hamer Yamir? My other leg. We boy with the rabbi just said, Isha. Hamer Yamir doesn't come to be Marva Yeresh, to be made, that can do Tumura. Rather, it's Marva, a Isha, that she's able to do Tumura. The Tanya. The Fisha Kola Yank below Hinim Adabar Beloshim Zohar. The whole parsha of Tumura is all said Beloshim Zohar. So Masa Fina the Rabbotat Aisha. How are we going to be Marva that an Isha is Shaykh for making a Tumura on her Korban? Talmud Lomar, Hamer Yamir. You have the extra word to tell me that the woman also is included in Tumura. How did the Rabban know that since they're using Hamer Yamir for Yairesh? They darshan it from Ve'im Hamer Yamir. And Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'im lo darshan. She doesn't know the Ve'im. The male is left with Hamer Yamir for Isha. And he doesn't have Hamer Yamir for Yairesh. Therefore, he's the Mayat Yairesh from the smicha, and he learns that chilas hagdash instead of vice versa, the way we do. Now, lemaisa, I mean, Tosfos points out that this is a very miyuchad din over here, because, I mean, the whole Torah is written b'lashon zohar, obviously. Okay, the Gemara over there, Gufa discusses Tumura, and that's why I would think that this is different. And it points out that we have very special limitations on Tumura. In other words, you can't have a Tumura if you have Shutrim, and don't have a Tumura in the Tzibur, and so on. So in that context, I would have thought that Anisha is also excluded. But Tosfos is mark of the deeper, both here and in Tumura, about this. Yes, not particularly our sugya, but it's a very interesting nekuda. Why do we need a special? In most places, we don't need special pasuk. We need Dapka to be Mamayit, and over here we need to be Marvin. Hakol Samchim, Chutz Micheresh Sheita Vekata. Everybody who has a korban can do smicha, except for Cheresh Sheita Vekata. The Gemara will go through each one why we exclude them. Someone who's blind cannot do smicha. Another Kechavim we already saw with Darsha from the Pasuk. Eved, actually we didn't really, we saw that Yisrael can't do Vanakum, but we'll talk about that. Eved, the Hashliach, Shlokhara is the Loal Chavero, but we'll see about that too. The Ha'isha. Now the fact is that Smicha is Shiyare Mitzvah. Smicha is not Ma'akif Kapora, it's a Lechatkila to do, but it's not something that's going to prevent the Kapora from happening. That's as long as the Dam was brought properly, the person is Mishaber. Smicha, furthermore, is done on the head only, and it's done with both hands. B'makom she'somchim shoftim, which sounds as if it's saying that you do the smicha in the same place you do the shechita, which is not true. You can't do the smicha on the neck. We have to learn how it can't be on the neck. Yeah. And turns out to mean the place in the Beis HaMikdash where you do the shechita, you do the smicha. But take it for smicha shechita. And immediately after the smicha, you do the shechita. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Cheresh Sheita V'Katan. I understand Cheresh Sheita V'Katan not included in the Tzivui in the Torah. Lav B'nei Deya, the Torah is talking about the B'nei Chiyuva. Evet Kechavim, okay, we darshan before B'nei Yisrael Somchim, I know the Kechavim Somchim. But assume that's very unusual, but someone who's blind doesn't do the mitzvah of smicha. Why would that be? My time alone. Rav Chisda and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi argue about this. So one says, look, by the din of Zikne Ha'eda, of Parhel and Dover, which we were learning about yesterday, who are the Zikne Ha'eda, where once they are the Zikne Ha'eda, then they can do their smicha on the korban of a Parhel and Dover Shal Tzibur. So they have to be, and we know, menukin, mikol umum, and they have to be able to see. If they can't see, then they're not included in the Einei Ha'eda Bechlal. Therefore, the same way they do smicha, and that's the only smicha where it says b'feirush, somchu. Right? Oh, that Tosafot says the kasha women are not listed. There's a whole discussion of that among the Achronim as well. Why we don't learn that bechlal? Then you have to be menuki mikol mumam. What's up as reiya? Okay, we'll see it on the basis of that. So he learns not mizikneh. The chad omar asks smicha smicha ni'alas reiya. The other man, the omar says, look, ni'alas reiya. It says beferish. We learn out yera'ev from the drush is yera'ev. So k'shem shabal le'ra'os kach bal li'ra'os. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ro'yehim b'shtei na'im. He has to be able to be ro'yeh b'shtei na'im. So memela, if he's a suma, he's not chayev, because we find smicha by Olas Ria as well, and that's one of the first places that we find by Har Sinai a smicha. L'man di'omar mi'olas Ria ma'ikai melo yolafin zikne aida. Why doesn't he indeed learn it out from zikne aida? Because the zikne aida are not a korban yochid. It is done in yochid mi yochid. And Eilas Ria is a carbon yachid, but the carbon of Pahelam Dava is a non yachid mitzibah. We don't learn out from the Ziknei Aida. So the smicha by the Pahelam Dava is bedavka Pahelam Dava shel tzibur. How can we learn out one from the other? Laman diyolik mi Ziknei Aida, my time lo yolik mi Eilas Ria. How indeed, why don't we learn it from Eilas Ria? Because, he says, it's very partial. Doni midi the kasiv base smicha begufe. We mean it because of the smicha begufe. Look, it doesn't say anywhere by an Eilas Ria specifically that someone was saying it. We learn out the din of Eilas Ria, davka lafuki Eilas Ria, the guf mi'olas endova gomra. We only learn the vayaseh kamishpat in Tzav from the din of Eilas Nedova in Vayikra. So memela, there is no direct marker. Doesn't it make more sense to learn out from Parhelam Dover where it says Beferish v'samach than from Eilas Ria where it doesn't say Beferish v'samach? Over there it says by Eilas Ria we learn out the Tani Tana Kameder of Yitzhak Baraba v'yakrevet ha'ola v'yaseh kamishpat. So what's the kamishpat? The kamishpat would be kamishpat olat nedavam limed al Eilas Cheva shetuna smicha. So over there, we learn that an Eilas Cheva requires smicha. Now Tosfos points out this has nothing to do with the union of Dover HaLomed VeHekesh or Ein HaLomed Min HaLomad, which of course it looks like, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. So Tosfos explains that we don't say Lomad Min HaLomad unless the particular din is being learned from something else. Over here, we're just saying that Eila, all dinim of Eila are the same. Fine. Once we know dinam avayla is the same, so we learn out the halacha of smicha from it. But it's, in a zikr, we have to go say, okay, what's the din of smicha here? And then we have ekesh probably over there. That's something else. But over here, we're just saying the klal that this eilas chayv is included in eilas nedava. Now, the next case we had that are not included is eben. No, that's an etzimah focus, according to Man Yom HaRish Chayim. That's Rav Yosef's party. Mm-hmm. Made a party when there's somebody would be there. Got all mitzvah of Eis. Ha'eved v'ashliach v'aisha. Tamar Abba. Yado. Now, it says three times the v'samach yado. We have by Eila, and then we have by two, by the kevetz, the Eis, by Shlomim. So in each case it mentions yado and Rosha. So yado means yado v'lo yad avdo. Yado v'lo yad shalucho, yado v'lo yad ishta. Oh, well, what do we need? I mean, why can't we just learn out from one kol hanilamalim? Tzricha, no, we need it, because let's say the Torah would have said one yado. So I could have said, okay, one yado probably comes to be mamayit an eved. An eved is not a bar mitzvah, in all of the mitzvahs. So, okay, so the Torah is going to be mamayit him from the din of smicha, but a shliach, where first of all, he is a bar mitzvah, and secondly, Shluchos Shalom Kamaisa. I we said before, V'loi Al Chaverai. No, Lo Al Chaverai is where he wasn't a Shliach. I can't go and be Semech for someone else. But if he makes me a Shliach, why would I think that in this case, Shluchos Shalom is Lav Kamaisa? That not necessarily what I know. So over here, I would think Shluchos Shalom Kamaisa. Therefore, I need to know, Yodah V'loi Shlucho. Same on this one. V'yash Minu Hanikar, let's say, would have had these two drushes.
The lav kagufe dame was okay. Over here, it's indeed not like he doesn't share anything with him. But ishtai, which is ishtai kagufo dame, imatisma, maybe indeed a woman for her husband is considered to be like one bailus. Therefore, tzricha, that even an isha cannot be samechet on her husband's korban. Smicha is only shiorimis. Don Rabbanan the samach v'nirtza.
One. That aren't he said his wife with from this drasha. All isha.
That's not, no, own, that's not that the isha we know from before on her own. It was korban. No. That was that's the child on their own. Okay. But how about if someone asks his wife, so she should be able to. And with this famous drasha, why does the Torah put together its din of smicha? V'samach v'nirtzalo v'chape. It's mashma, the Torah is saying that v'samach is v'nirtzalo v'chape. How could that be when the Torah repeats again, yatamu v'nefesh v'chape? So how could I think that the v'nirtzalo comes from the smicha? V'chismicha v'chape is falling. In kapor ala b'dam, shemak yatamu v'nefesh v'chape. Elo lomar lacha, she'im asa'a v'smicha, she'yoi mitzvah. The Torah is telling you something is missing in your retreat, as if you didn't get a kapara. But lamaisa mitzara didn't keep it. What the karma was coming for, you were machaber. We remember before we had a whole discussion in Zvachim about it's not machaber on the essay of the smicha. We said all this, that whole way of learning this. Okay, that was a very interesting and cute sugya. But in any event, certainly it means that it's not ma'akim the ikka kapara of the korban.
Is this where the Ramban gets his premise for his comparison that the korban is supposed to be like you yourself? I mean, when you think about your kid, if you have to do smicha and you have to hold the animal like it.
I mean, you have to first have that yourself before you can see smicha as being that, no?
Isn't smicha written a few times? Yeah. So it should be
ma'akim
because it's
right, except the Torah says the fairish that the kapara is totally in the time. So therefore we darshan each one of them to mean one of these things. To be marba something, but remind them something of that. Same thing we had, I was exactly the same drasha by Tnufa. It says with Tnufa l'chaper, and we know that Tnufa is not l'chaper. V'chi Tnufa l'chaper, so in kapar l'b'dan, shamak ya'adamu b'nef, sh'chaper, elu l'omar l'cha, sh'im asa'a l'tnufa sh'yor nitzva, ma'ala l'vakosu kilo lo keeper v'keeper. So this we darshan before, that you see from here the tremendous chashivas that the Torah is machshiv even shiari mitzvah. We spoke about shiari mitzvah, like Abi Tchiyev Shabbos and so on, that we don't put it on. The shiari mitzvah is also mitzvah. When we say in the Mishnah that smicha al haraish, that means very literally al haraish. Don Rabbanan, yado al haraish. We darshaned all the yadays, but we didn't darshan all the raish. Al raish karbonai. So from one we darshan yad ala rosh, lo yad ala tzavar. Neck is not a head. Yad ala rosh, or yad ala gabayim. Not on a back. We'll see why we would think the back is different than the neck. Yad ala harosh, again, v'lo yad ala chazeh, which is a little strange. Why would I have thought that the chazeh of all things, if I can't put it on the neck? I mean, I think I put on the chazeh. Okay. Kalani lamali, the Gemara asks, what's the point? No, tzricha. Let's say the Torah would have said chad resha, right? So I would have said, okay, the tzavar, I understand, the lokoi b'hali rosha. The neck of the animal is not in line with its head. So the head, the neck bends down, and then the head goes up, right? But the gab of the koi b'hali rosha, would say the head means the top of the animal. The tzavar not being the top.
What do you mean about the neck, I'm sorry, it goes down and then the head goes up?
That if you have a line, you put a board on the animal,
right.
It hits the head and the back, but not the neck. V'yashmin and hanitre. If I would know the head and not the neck and the head and not the back, fine. I understand that's because Mishum Galois Rabbi Lutznufa. These chalokim don't have the chashivas that we ever give them any special status. But a chazah has a special status. The chazah was its rabbi l'tenufa. We have to be many of the chazah. So maybe the chazah indeed is choshev even magabe smicha. Same alone. The other thing, maybe that already is not ma'akev the smicha. Therefore, tzricha, I need all three rashis.
We would have made that last drasha without this meaning. Mm-hmm. We would have accepted such a drasha. It says Rosha, we said, well, as long as it's, you know, the Tanufa, then we can substitute.
I admit that I don't understand how we could think such a thing. But, I mean, there seems to definitely be some interesting connection between Smith and Tanufa that the Gemara is assuming here. Otherwise, the Mishnah make it out of the Hashivas. As we know that the mitzvahs of Smith and Tanufa are connected. We don't have a mitzvah of Smith and a mitzvah of Tanufa.
Well, both of them you're touching the actual animal.
I understand, but that's like not very much of a svara to say, Lagabe, that a chose should be a rosh. But apparently, in other words, we're aware of some interconnection between Smith and Tanufa. That's what I suspect. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen anybody talk about
it. We think we're going to have rosh to exclude it. In other words, I have to do smicha on the animal. I would use two rosh to exclude other things.
Right.
But maybe this is also considered smicha on.
Okay, but it's still not the samacha rosh.
Rosh. It's rosh.
Still, even if it's not the ma'akev, it still has a pshat, doesn't it? The chota doesn't even relate to the pshat. The back and the rosh relate to the pshat. It's not the top. The rosh is the top. The chota is the bottom.
Flip it on its back, it would be the highest point.
Yeah,
that's
it. Rosh can also mean the tail.
No, but it can mean the highest point.
If you hold it, the animal's standing upside down, then the rosh is the tail. Ibrahim, Yado alat stadim mahu. How about, does rosh include the size of the head? He puts on the jaws of the animal. Is that considered to be smicha? Yado al rosho v'lo yado al atfadim. That's be on the head, not on the, it's not on, pressing against, but on. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, matlitz ma'osh takut, does on mean in contact with? If you're saying now, yado al rosho, suppose I put a cloth between the hand and the head. Is it the weight or is the contact essential? So Marsha Tachutz, that a chatzitza. Tashma, Bavat Shalote, Dabar Chatzitz. Benola Benazemra. Indeed, it's a chatzitza. It has to be a do, al rosho. So it's not only the weight, we'll see, has to be pressed against the animal, but it has to actually be in touch with the very skin of the animal. And it has to be b'shteyadayim. Minon Mile, how do we know b'shteyadayim? Omre Shlokish, you'll notice that where it says b'feris smicha, the Samach Aaron et shtei yadav. Now it says over there, yado is the way it's written, but it's obviously yadav. Siv shtei. So shtei yado would mean, of course, it's a b'nayah. But kol makom shenema yado, where the Torah writes yado, such as over here, Samach yado al harosh. It really means yadav. Harekam shtayim, achi faretcha katuv achat. If the Torah wants to say yadav, meaning one, it has to say achat. So Rabbi Elazar goes, and he said this over in the Beis HaMedrash, v'lo amra mishmei Reish Lakish. He didn't mention Reish Lakish's name. Reish Lakish did not take that lying down, even though he often did lie down in the Beis HaMedrash. Shama Reish Lakish ve'ikbin. He got very angry. So he decided to go on the attack. If you're right that wherever it says yado, it means two, then why does the Torah ever write yadav? And he asked him 24 different places where the Torah writes yadav. Even in, even actually answering the Abba yadav. Even including things that have nothing to do with the sugya. Yadav to Vienna. Yadav Ravlo. Sikelet Yadav. How come the Torah writes that if it isn't necessary? So what kind of dumb drusha is that? Yishtik. Boy, he shut him up. He had no way to get out of it. He didn't have no answer to that. It's a little strange because there aren't 24 examples of Yadav in the Torah. There are not. And in fact, the Chassam Sefer asks, what's going on? There aren't that many yadav.
Maybe touched them 24 times.
So, okay, there's all types of discussion. What does it mean? Because we do find that it says in many places, Akshay Rish Lakish Esrin Vaharba and the Esrin Vaharba Teruka, like where Rabbi Yochanan was upset when Rish Lakish died, and he used to attack me 24 times. So apparently there's some nature of 24th Sam that we use. Maybe there's a lesson of Ruzmer and so on. However, what's interesting is the son of the Chassam Sofer worked out that if you include also Yadehem instead of Yadam, because that's the same thing eventually, then it does work out to precisely 24. So maybe he included those also. You know, it's a little strange. The Gemara, you know, the Gemara should have brought including those instead of just brought these three. The Yadav to Vienna, Yadav Ravla. But it's interesting. There's a way to work it out. So anyway, look, so he left him hanging there. Boy, was he hung. Oh, boy. You know, he said a chat. He had no answer. What's he going to say? Well, you said it. It's a tough situation to be in. Labasa did not die. They say, after he cooled off a little bit, he said, look, if you're going to steal something, at least steal it right. So my time alone, Tamali, you should have answered me. But the meaning isn't every Yadav. The meaning is Yadav of Smicha. V'samach Aharon et shtei Yadav. When it's talking about Smicha, it means two, unless stated otherwise. Well, that's not really true. I mean, by Smicha, we have by Moshe and Yoshua, it says, V'yismoch et Yadav alav v'yitzaveyu, and it says it Malay, and that's Smicha. That's sort of a different smicha, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though Lamaisa Nebuch, you know, it's preparing him for Shechita, but still, we're talking about a smicha of a behema. We're not talking about a smicha of a person. That's what I mean. It's from the model of smichas Aaron, b'shtei Yadav. I learn out all smichas where it says Yadav without the vav. U'b'makam she'sonkim shoktim. Take it for smicha shemaykal. What exactly are you talking about? The makam shesom from shoftim. You can't shech them in Sava. No, this is one thing. The makam in the base of mikdash shesom from shoftim. Why? Should take it for smicha shechita. You have to do the shechita immediately after the smicha. So even though the Torah wasn't miyachid the makam for smicha, but it does say v'samach v'shachat. So wherever there is a dinim shechita, that's where you have to do the smicha. Because you need to do immediately the shechita after the smicha. Memela, but makam shesomkim shoftim in the beis hamikdash. You're going to have to do a lot of practicing over tonight.
Yeah,
big day. Very big day tomorrow.
Oh, that's Christmas.
Yeah, he's got a zark. He's got a holy netter. He's got a fine tana. I don't know.
What's your first light up our watch?
It's going to be a busy night.
What's your watch say?